According to the executive summary of the Iraqi Perspectives Project report, Saddam Hussein was concerned that terrorist groups, particularly those with an Islamic viewpoint, could threaten his regime. But the report says he cooperated with them anyway because they attacked his enemy, the United States. It says under Saddam, Iraq's involvement in terrorism focused on his enemies, both inside and outside Iraq, but also extended to support for the families of Palestinian terrorists and a program to develop and build car bombs and to train people on how to use them. The report says state sponsorship of terrorism became such a routine tool of state power that Iraq developed elaborate bureaucratic processes to monitor progress and accountability in the recruiting, training, and resourcing of terrorists. Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell says the report shows a Nazi-esque cataloging of Saddam's ties with terror. Still, according to the report, researchers have not found any direct connection between Saddam and al-Qaeda, which carried out the September 11th attacks in 2001 and several other significant attacks on U.S. targets. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says U.S. military researchers have reached the same no-connection conclusion in at least two previous analyses of the captured documents.
This is part of a huge database of which, as it gets translated, has been being released. It came to the same type of conclusion.
Other reports have also reached the same conclusion, including the U.S. September 11th Commission and the Pentagon's Inspector General. The point is important because an alleged connection between Saddam and al-Qaeda was one of the Bush administration's justifications for the invasion of Iraq 5 years ago and the toppling of Saddam's regime. Foreign policy analyst Olga Oliker at the Rand Corporation Research Organization says it would not have made sense for Saddam to support groups like al-Qaeda that were dedicated to overthrowing secular governments like his own. And she says many other reports, both before and after the U.S.-led invasion, have come to the conclusion that he didn't support those groups.
I think what's news about it, or what's interesting about it, is that it is an additional report by a U.S. government agency that refutes an assertion that was made by people in the Bush administration. It would be really hard to find something that does support what members of the administration had said.
The Pentagon released the three-page executive summary of the Iraqi Perspectives Project on Thursday after reporters complained that the full report's release was being delayed. The Pentagon said the delay is a matter of logistics because the report includes several volumes of material. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.